Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
And Hilary, you heard some of the callers we had on earlier today. I suppose realistically you might say justifying driving as an unaccompanied provisional driver or learner permit driver. And what did you want to say?
Basically, I heard a lady come on and say how boiling mad she was that her two kids were being inconvenienced. Our daughter, Katie, was killed 2.5 years ago at 16 years of age by a young person driving without a license.
Okay.
And if she wants to know what inconvenience is, she can come and live my life. If you don't have a license, you don't have a license, and that's it. There's no in between. I can't understand. She said one of her sons was 28. I mean, why is he waiting until he's 28 years of age to do a driving test and get a license?
She did say that it was a year to get a driving test, but so many people have texted me that on the text lines going, it's 10 weeks, that I can't believe it's a year. In Offaly, it seems to be much, much shorter than that.
Yeah, but if he's 28 years of age?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I mean, why is he waiting until now? I mean, people do think of it as a huge inconvenience that, you know, their kids or young adults can't drive themselves to school or to work or whatever. But it's a fact of life. If you don't have a license, you don't have a license. And in our case, our lives are completely and utterly destroyed by the actions of this young man who killed our daughter.
Okay, Hilary, I can't tell you how sorry I am to hear this. Tell me a little bit about your daughter, Katie. How long ago did she die?
She died 2.5 years ago. We went for a walk one evening and this guy called to the house and picked her up and asked her to go for a drive. So she went out to Tramore and he drove along the cliff road in Tramore and sent the car sideways into a wall, and she died from the injuries she received. She was a rear seat passenger in the car.
Okay.
Last Thursday in court, he pleaded not guilty to dangerous driving, but he pleaded guilty to careless driving, causing death.
Okay.
And he also pleaded guilty to driving without a license. But, okay. I mean, there's no turning back for us. People just need to get their act together. If you want to drive a car, go get your license, and then drive. But if you don't have a license, you have no business being on the road.
I know.
If you have a licensed driver beside you, people say, what difference would it have made? If I was in the car beside him, I would have said, slow down. I would have said, steady up, whatever. But you
stop the car and let me out.
Yeah. Now, just when you hit that one, we ran a road safety campaign in Waterford called Odd Socks for Katie. And what we asked the kids in all the schools to do was to come into school on one particular day wearing odd socks. And the significance there was we were asking people to realise how dangerous it is on the roads. We asked people to slow down. And the strongest point we made in that road safety campaign was, if you're in a car and you feel unsafe, ask the driver to stop, ring your parents, get your parents to collect you and bring you home.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer to be inconvenienced to go and collect my daughter than have her come home in a hearse. And I can't say it any stronger than that.
No, I'm so sorry to hear this story, and I think it is probably the perfect answer to what we heard earlier on. I don't want to upset you in any way, but for people who are listening, and they will be listening and they will be stopped in their tracks by what you're saying, what is life like for a family when that sort of blinding flash happens that changes your life forever in a split moment?
The first thing that comes into your mind every morning you wake up is Katie's gone. That's it.
Yeah.
You go into the shop and you go to buy some fruit and you look at the apples and say, God, that was Katie's favourite. You go in shopping and my wife is there and she says, I can't go into a shop anymore because I see clothes that she would have loved. And that's for life.
God, that's an extraordinary description, Hilary. I think you've probably captured bereavement very clearly for people there. I'm so sorry to yeah. hear about your loss. She was 16, is that right?
16, yeah. And a beautiful, beautiful girl in every way. But the other thing I'd like to say is that when we lost Katie, it wasn't just us. It's like an inverted pyramid where you have the parents, brothers and sisters, and then you go up to the uncles and aunts and cousins, and then you're up to grandparents, and then you're up to all our school friends, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And there's so many people out there who miss Katie as much as we do.
Yeah.
But like I said, Gara, you know, there's nothing you can do. You put on a program on the television, and there's something in that program that reminds you that she's gone. She loved cooking, and we used to cook together, and just, I didn't probably cook for a year and a half after she died.
You couldn't bear it?
No. And I mean, I actually taught her to do a Thai green curry for her junior cert, and she made Thai green curry for everybody who came into the house for the next 6 months until everybody was sick of it. But, you know, these are the things that you miss. So, if, like I said, the point I'm trying to make is if people think they're being inconvenienced, come try this.
Yeah.
See how inconvenienced you are. As you said, it's a permit to learn accompanied by a qualified driver. It's not a license to go off and just spin around the place. It's too dangerous.
Yeah. Look, can I just say thank you so much for coming on. I know that wasn't easy for you. It wasn't easy to listen to be honest. We're all in floods here. But thank you for coming on, because that is a very powerful message for people maybe who are stupid enough to think that they should be entitled to drive against the law, uninsured, unqualified. I really, Hilary, I wish you and your wife and your family the best. I really do.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thanks very much.
Thanks, Hilary. We're going to take a short break.